This is WPFP AM Park Falls, a Civic Media radio station. 103.1 FM.
Come here, baby.
You know when you tie me up a wall, the way you make good for all the nasty tricks you pull. Seems like we're making up more than we're making love. And it always seems you got something on your mind other than me. Girl, you got to change your crazy ways. You hear me? Say you're leaving on a 7:30 train and that you're heading out to Hollywood. Girl, you've been giving me the line so many times it kind of gets like feeling bad. Looks good. Yeah. That kind of loving turns a man to slam. That kind of loving sends a man right to his grave. I'll go
103.1 FM.
Plenty of sunshine today. A little breezy, too, especially this morning. Our high 67 with wind southwest at 10 to 20, but a few gusts up to 25 possible here through the morning. Tonight, partly cloudy this evening. Some sprinkles after midnight, 43 tomorrow. Cloudy with showers early, then clearing 60 on Sunday. Sunny, warmer, high of 67. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 44.
For listening to 103.1 FM, your choice for the 80s, 90s, and more.
I could buy my reasoning.
3.1 FM.
So slashed and torn.
This is your choice for the 80s, 90s, and more.
103.1 FM.
The Brewer Bus Trip is back. Join us for this memorable trip July 11th to take a one-day adventure to AmFam Field to watch the Brewers take on the Pirates in field-level seats hosted by Big G. Cost is $110 per person, which includes a comfortable ride on the Krug Tour Bus, parking, and your ticket to the game. Seating is limited, so call before June 1st to reserve your spot as these will go fast. Call 715-762-3221 or email us wcqm@civicmedia.us.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Recent revelations from a disgraced cryptocurrency CEO gives us a glimpse of just how much campaign money flows into our election system, both what gets reported and what's called dark money. In an interview with journalist Tiffany Fong, FTX crypto exchange CEO Sam Bankman-Fried, now in custody in the Bahamas, admitted that he had not only given $40 million to Democrats and Democratic PACs to fund primary races, but he said he also gave an equal amount of dark money to Republican candidates. It's not yet known which dark money organizations, but typically 501c3 and 501c4 nonprofits, limited liability corporations, and other instruments are used to shield donor identities. Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington has since filed a campaign finance complaint with the Federal Elections Commission. Crew suggested that Bankman-Fried contributed as much as $37 million more than was reported to the FEC, and says that while the U.S. Supreme Court's Citizens United decision allows independent expenditure to groups, it doesn't allow those groups to pass through donations directly to candidates. Several politicians, including Arizona U.S. Senator Kyrsten Sinema, have reportedly returned money given to them by Bankman-Fried. We have links to the campaign funding transparency website Open Secrets and more details on the allegations at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. For the American Democracy Minute, I'm Brian Beal.
Plenty of sunshine today, a little breezy too, especially this morning. Our high 67 with wind southwest at 10 to 20, but a few gusts up to 25 possible here through the morning. Tonight, partly cloudy this evening, some sprinkles after midnight, 43 tomorrow. Cloudy with showers early, then clearing 60 on Sunday, sunny, warmer, high of 67. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 43.
Making out once, love them and leave them fast. Guess I must be dumb. She had a pocket full of horses, children, and some of them used. But it was Saturday night. I guess that makes it alright. You see, what have I got to lose? And honey, I say, little red Corvette, baby, you're much too fast. Little red Corvette, you need a love that's gonna last. Guess I should close my eyes when you drove me to the place where your horses run free. 'Cause I felt a little ill when I saw all the pictures of the jockeys that were there before me. Believe it or not, I started to worry. I wondered if I had enough class. But it was Saturday night. I guess that makes it alright.
FM sounds like this. This is WPFP AM Park Falls, a Civic Media radio station.